Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at November 13, 2023. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce an American attorney, weeaboo and social media personality, Tyler Weaver, at Armchairo. He's best known for his copium-infused, pro-Russian analysis on the Russo-Ukrainian War, and for his deep admiration of Russian imperialism. Tyler spent 9 years in active service as an artillery officer in the U.S. Army, and he frequently leans on his military background to lend credence to his takes and to shut down criticism. And although Tyler claims not to like credentialism, they seem very important to him. As someone who often bends the definition of truth, Mr. Weaver has definitely chosen the right career path. He currently works as an assistant district attorney after graduating from the University of Washington School of Law in June 2022. On X, Tyler is mainly known for four things: posting dubious anime girls, battlefield predictions that age spectacularly badly, downplaying all Russian strategic losses and war crimes, and of course overestimating Ukraine's losses and their alleged war crimes. Oh, and if you want to engage with Mr. Weaver, try to refrain from describing him or his book as creepy. I mean, in his book he does describe in detail the breasts of a schoolgirl as she undresses, but that's just high-quality literature. Apparently Tyler absolutely loathes Zelensky. During the early days of the full-scale invasion, he was supporting the rumor that he had fled to Poland and was hiding in a Polish basement. That's pretty ironic, as it was actually Grandpa Putin who was hiding in a bunker. Then there's the other classics, like calling Zelensky a drug addict, claiming that he's not a real Jew, or that he's not a Jew at all, that he doesn't visit synagogues, that he and his wife are profiting from the war and that he's raising an army from children and elderly. Tyler asserted that the claims of a massacre of civilians in Bucha were dubious, because they were made a week after Russians left town. In actuality, the news was starting to come out in real time, but since the press could not visit the area until the Ukrainian army had forced a Russian withdrawal, journalists had to wait for verification. He called the incident an ongoing PSYOP campaign and demanded hard evidence for the massacre. That hard evidence came in a form of photos and video later in an article by the New York Times. He's often described the abduction of Ukrainian children to Russia as patent nonsense. The International Criminal Court seems to disagree with this statement, having issued an arrest warrant for Putin after determining the extent of child abductions equated to a war crime. He's also downplayed war crimes conducted by Russian soldiers, claimed that Russia's soldiers and leadership have adhered to the Geneva Conventions. Naturally, he's downplayed Russian casualties, too, suggesting that Ukraine has lost 7 to 13 times more soldiers than Russia. As you can guess, his battlefield predictions are usually wrong. Good example of this is the recapture of Kherson, which Tyler called a disastrous counteroffensive. He later stated that Russia actually didn't want to keep Kherson since they met their withdrawal criteria. He stated that he's seen zero evidence of any systematic Russian violations. UN Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine of course disagrees with Tyler, and in October 2023 reported about continued war crimes and human rights violations gravely impacting civilians. According to Weaver, Russia was surgical in Mariupol, minimizing the damage done to the city and asserting that power was back on and stores open while fighting was still ongoing. In reality, approximately 46% of buildings in Mariupol were either destroyed or damaged. Emergency services collapsed completely, and civilians had to be buried in mass graves. A total of 350,000 citizens fled. The precise scale of death is still unknown due to the Russian occupation, but estimates put the number of dead civilians into the tens of thousands. Tyler's ignored all drone footage verified evidence about completely demolished cities like Bakhmut and Mariupol, referring to them as mere projection and hyperventilating stories, and claims that it's again Ukraine who shells their own cities and citizens. Like at Jerome and Adonat Trolstoy 88, R.I.P. Zoka, Weaver has no trouble in lying, exaggerating and just making shit up to his plus 80,000 followers. Thank you for the sous chef at Armchair Kopler for helping me to prepare this soup and at Uninhal Agency seasoning it to perfection. All soups. Support my work.